Reading is probably one of the most underrated ways to learn. We focus a lot on exercises, grammar charts, and pronunciation, but you can learn so much about grammar and a bunch of new words by reading stories, especially if you proactively take note of new words and phrases. Of course, the problem can often be that we cannot hear the words pronounced. That's why I've put together this short story for you guys, along with audio. Sit back and enjoy. The Boy That Loved Basketball. There once was a boy who loved basketball with all his heart and soul, but he had a problem. He was very short and could not throw the ball high enough to get it through the net. All the kids laughed at him.
"You'll never be a basketball player. You're way too short," said one of the kids as he screwed up his face.
But Peter, as he was called, vowed never to give up. He looked at himself in the mirror every morning and said, "Never give up." These three words were his motto. Peter prayed every night. He would pray to be taller.
"Please, God, give me longer legs," he would say. "Give me longer legs so I can follow my dream and become the world's best basketball player."
One morning he woke up and followed his usual routine, eating his basketball-shaped breakfast cereal before brushing his teeth and saying his motto. While he looked into the mirror and recited the three words, "Never give up," three boys hid outside behind a small green bush. They laughed. They waited. They had a plan to steal Peter's basketball, the basketball Peter carried with him everywhere he went. Peter came down the stairs, spinning his basketball on one finger. When he reached the front door and stepped outside, the three boys leapt out from behind the bush.
"Hey, Peter, what you got there?"
asked the first boy. Peter stepped back. "Nothing, it's just my ball. What do you guys want?" The second boy, who was the tallest of the three, stepped forward.
"That's exactly what we want."
He then snatched the basketball from Peter's hands and raised it above his head.
"Hey, give it back," yelled Peter.
The third boy then stepped forward.
"If you want it, you're gonna have to get it," he said.
Peter's tiny arms could not reach the ball, no matter how hard he tried. The tall boy span the ball on one finger while he taunted Peter.
"What's the matter, Peter? Didn't you learn how to jump yet?"
"Of course I did," replied Peter. He then jumped for the ball, but his arms didn't come close to it. The three boys laughed and gave Peter a little push.
"Come back when you've grown some longer legs, Peter."
Then the boys turned and ran down the street, bouncing the ball as they left. Peter watched as they disappeared. He didn't cry. He didn't sigh. He didn't even make a sound. He whispered to himself,
"Never give up."
For the following week, Peter practiced jumping in his back garden. He used everything around him. He jumped on the trampoline. He sprang from the wall. From sunrise to sunset, he practiced jumping. He jumped until he was completely exhausted. Sure enough, he started to get better. The jumps were getting higher and higher. He marked his progress on the wall using chalk until he had to use a ladder to do it. While Peter was training, the three mean kids played with Peter's ball in the park.
"Peter's ball is pretty good," said the first.
The second kid replied,
"Yeah, I bet it cost a lot of money."
"Well, it's ours now,"
said the third boy. A full week had passed, and Peter was ready to get his ball back. He woke up, ate his basketball-shaped breakfast cereal, brushed his teeth, and recited his motto, "Never, ever give up." From the closet, he pulled out his best basketball kit and got dressed. Peter then marched down to the park, and sure enough, the three bullies were there. They were playing with Peter's ball. Peter furrowed his brows and clenched his fists. "Time to get my ball back." As Peter approached, the three boys laughed and pointed. "Hey, look, it's Tiny Peter." The tallest boy took the ball and raised it high above his head. "Have you come to get your ball, little boy?" Peter replied instantly. "That's right. Give it to me now, otherwise I'm going to take it." The three boys laughed hysterically.
"Yeah, right," said boy number one.
"You asked for it," said Peter. He began to run. He jumped, but his tiny arms didn't come close to the ball, and Peter crashed to the ground. Again, the boys laughed. "Nice try, Peter," said the tall one. Peter stood up and got into position. He looked like an athlete at the start of a race, or a tiger ready to pounce on its prey. Peter ran with all his energy and leapt onto the shoulders of the first boy. It all seemed to happen in slow motion. He sprang again and somersaulted through the air. Next, he planted his feet on the fence and jumped with all his strength. The three boys watched in amazement. Peter rotated through the air, flying over the head of the tallest boy. As he passed, he reached down and took the ball. With a final twist, Peter landed back on his feet, holding the ball to his chest. 5 seconds of complete silence passed. Then the three boys broke out in jubilation.
"Wow, Peter, how did you do that?"
The second, tallest boy stood with his hands on his head.
"Oh my God, Peter, that was amazing."
The third boy added,
"Show us again, Peter. You have to teach us."
Peter looked at the three boys. A slight smile drew across his lips. He opened his mouth very slowly and said,
"Nah."
Then turned and vanished, bouncing his ball as he left.